This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to be no Christian going around talking about the things that are available and I can't get none of it. Talking about stuff that's available and I can't walk in none of it. I don't know how to get it. I don't know how to get it from this spiritual realm. That's where grace has been given for. I can't get it from the spiritual world. How do I get it from that spiritual world, that unseen world? See, your salvation is unseen, your deliverance is unseen, your prosperity is unseen, all of it's unseen. It's there, it's real. I need to now get it from there to here. I need to get it from there to here where I can see it, touch it, and say, here it is. Real simple. It's gonna require faith. I don't know what kind of goofy stuff we've been taught over the years, but faith is how I access what grace has made available.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. We started last week dealing with the issue of faith and the gospel. I want you to listen to me very closely tonight because there are going to be some amazing things that I think will challenge you and to help you to grow in some things. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, will continue this issue, faith and the gospel. Verse 16 says this, "For I am not ashamed," the Apostle Paul is speaking here, he says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, you might want to make a note of that, the gospel of Christ. For it, now that it's referring to the gospel of Christ. For it, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God. And it's the power of God that'll bring you to salvation. And that word salvation is a big word because it's not just being born again, but salvation here comes from the Greek word sozo, which means deliverance, it means preservation, it means healing, it means soundness, it means all of the finished works of Jesus Christ. So what he says is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for this gospel of Christ is the power of God that will bring us unto all the finished works of Jesus Christ, and it is to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now look at how powerful this is. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Now, this word gospel we know literally means good news. But last week we talked about how important it is to be precise. What good news? The gospel, the good news, what good news? Well, here he identifies here, he says the good news of Christ, the gospel or the good news of Christ. Now here's what he says. He says that this good news about Christ is, he says, it is the power of God. Now, I love reading this, but I mean, I need to know precisely what all this means so I can operate in it and function in it. This is the power of God. He says this power of God, the gospel, will bring you to deliverance. It'll bring unto you soundness. It'll bring unto you healing. It'll bring unto you all the finished works of Jesus. So everything that Jesus has finished for us has been made available for us. He says it is the it's this gospel that is the power for all these things to come to pass. The word power is the ability to get the job done. Power, or the ability to get the job done. So now I'm going to take everything I just said and I'm going to read it based on what I just explained to you. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the almost too good to be true news of Christ. For this gospel of Christ is the ability of God to get the job done where your healing is concerned, where your deliverance is concerned, where your prosperity is concerned, where all of his finished works are concerned, and it is going to be made available to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen? Now, let's now go allow Scripture to give us precision on what this gospel is. Galatians 1, verse 6 through 9. Galatians 1 and verse 6 through 9. And because of time's sake, I won't be able to take you through the Bible on all of these, but I'll give you enough evidence. Galatians 1, verse 6, he says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Underline that. The grace of Christ. The grace of Christ. And then he says, I'm surprised that you've been removed from the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now, when he said another gospel, then obviously he refers to the grace of Christ as a gospel. Now, look at verse 7. He says, there's not another gospel. There ain't but one gospel. He says, there's not another gospel. But it's interesting how he referred to the grace of Christ as gospel. He says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert, watch this, the gospel of Christ. Now, I submit to you in these two verses of Scripture that the gospel of Christ is the grace of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the grace of Christ. Now, why am I being so picky here? Because I want to conclude that this gospel of Christ is a gospel of grace. And this gospel of Christ, this gospel of grace, is the power of God. This gospel of grace is the power of God. And this gospel of grace, this power of God, is what's going to cause healing to come your way, prosperity to come your way, soundness to come your way. This power of God, the gospel of grace, is the power of God that has made available to all of us salvation, deliverance, healing, and all that other good stuff. Amen? Amen? All right, now, I got one more thing to do before I preach tonight. I gave you a definition last week, and I want to give it to you again, and I want to take my time so you can write it down and put it to memory. All right? So here is a very detailed definition of the word grace. It is unmerited, abounding provision. Glory to God. Isn't that what we just saw here? He says that this gospel of grace will bring you unto, look at all those provisions, salvation, deliverance, prosperity. And so this grace is unmerited, which means you don't do anything to earn it. You don't deserve it. It's unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of the love of God. Unrestrained operation of the love of God. That, watch this, it's unrestrained operation of the infinite love of God. Ooh, just think on it just for a moment. I know we ain't got much time tonight, but think about that. Unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of the infinite love of God that you get through Jesus Christ only to everyone that believes, especially to those who depend on him. God, dog. That's grace. That's grace. I want to submit to you that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of grace, and the gospel of grace is the power that brings you to everything you will need on the planet while you are alive. Grace is for the spirit realm to provide for you everything that was taken at the Garden of Eden, and the grace of God was given as provision for the new creation you have now that you're born again. I know it's a lot. I'm just dropping it just a little bit here, a little bit there. I'll be dropping it for the next several weeks until you get it. It'll blow up in you after a while. But I can explain that. God's providence, or where the flowers are concerned, is that He will provide for the flower. Everything He creates, He's responsible for providing for. If He created it, He got to provide for it. If He created it, He got to provide for it. Did He create you? He got to provide for you. So He created the flowers. He's got to provide some rain. He's got to provide some sunshine. He created the animals. He's got to provide some food and all that stuff. He created you and I. He's got to provide clothing, shelter, and all that other stuff. But He also is responsible for the new creation. And the new creation doesn't benefit from all of those physical provisions. So He had to bring the grace of God in that would provide for you, and it had to be abounding provision. Everything you need for the spirit man, and it is operating in the spirit realm. Notice all the stuff that go on with us, 95% of it's not physical. Everything the devil can try to jack you up on is a spiritual thing that God has, through His grace, provided so you can have what you need to overcome anything He throws your way. The grace of God is the power of God unto salvation, healing, deliverance, so forth and so on. Now, let's go to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 and 10. It is the power of God. Now, so here's the Apostle Paul going through stuff like all of us go through stuff. I mean, I had a glorious day today. I spent all day in some high-tech treatment that was just blowing my mind, because I just love all that kind of stuff. I was just like, this is gonna help me to be here as long as I want to. All right, watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 through 10. All right, watch carefully now. Try to absorb some of what I just said. And Paul says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, Paul said, because of all the revelation I'm getting, he says, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, no big deal about the thorn in the flesh. What was the thorn in the flesh? He's going to tell you. Was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. All right, so what was the thorn in the flesh? The devil, okay? And the devil was sent to trouble him. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. Next verse. For this thing, he says, I besought the Lord thrice or three times that it might depart from me. So the devil's there, he's troubling me, and I went to God and said, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me. All right? Go back, verse 8 for a moment. He says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. All right, go ahead, thanks. And he said unto me, now you heard Paul, help me, help me, help me. You know how we do, oh Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me. And God didn't say, okay, I'm gonna help you. Here's what God said. He said, my grace is sufficient. All the hell that devil is causing you, I've already provided for you something that can take care of him and anything he ever does to you. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory, Paul says. He said, I'd rather glory in my infirmities or weaknesses, that the power of Christ, what's the power of Christ? What's the power of Christ? That grace. That grace is the power of Christ. That grace is the power of Christ. He said that the power of Christ may what? May rest upon me. Now, he says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. I take pleasure in reproaches. I take pleasure in necessities. I take pleasure in persecutions. I take pleasure in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, he said, that's when I'm strong. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand something. We must mature. Maturity is something that's got to happen. But God said, here's what I'm going to do. I know you got to mature, and I know there's a lot of stuff that's going to feel uncomfortable while you're maturing. So here's what I'm going to do. My providence is going to be to provide for you everything you're going to need in this maturing process. So I give you my grace. I give you a gospel of grace so you can get the power of grace. And with the power of grace, it'll be good enough to deal with whatever's coming your way. And what he said to Paul is this. He said, the Lord was saying to him, you got trouble? Draw from my grace. And I'm saying to you tonight, draw from his grace. You're emotionally wrecked up. You're financially wrecked up. Relationship tripping. You got all kinds of stuff happening. Here's what he said. Quit bothering me. Quit hollering. Quit falling on your face and begging me. Didn't I tell you, if I created you, I have made provisions for you, and my grace is your provision for anything that ever happened in your life. Grow up, mature. My grace is sufficient. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. The grace is sufficient. Well, you know, I got hurt last night. The grace is sufficient. Well, I was betrayed. The grace is sufficient. Well, I made a bad decision. Grace is sufficient. Well, I sinned. Grace is sufficient. Well, I cussed somebody, the Pope out. Grace is sufficient. He says, draw from grace. I want to just kick this thing. Just draw from grace. Draw from grace. Pastor Dollar, could you pray for me now? Draw from grace. Draw from grace. Can you lay hands on my child? I can, but you can too. Draw from grace. Because when I lay hands on them, I gotta draw from grace. I ain't got nothing in these hands that's gonna do you some good. But I can draw from grace. I feel kind of Baptist here tonight, bro. Draw from grace. You see why this gospel got to be preached? It's the power. It's the power. And we go around here like, grace, oh, well, that's just love. I showed you the love part. I showed you how it's unrestrained operation of God's love. But what is that unrestrained operation of God's love? It is that abounding provision that can't be stopped, because his love can't be stopped. And it especially works for those who depend on him. God, I depend. Lift your hands up and say, God, I depend on you. Hallelujah. Now, my question was, all right, Lord, you got to show me something. Now, I know you said Paul pulled from the grace, but did it work? I mean, he was being messed with the devil. Apostle, he said, let me show you something. Look at Acts chapter 28. Let me show you Paul's state after he pulled from the grace. Acts 28, verse 30 and 31. Acts 28, 30 and 31. I need to preach this again because I feel like it's something else in here. You know, I love when people talk about, well, Pastor, I heard that before. Be quiet. It's pregnant with revelation. Whatever before teaching you heard is pregnant with revelation. The Word of God is pregnant with revelation. Glory be to God. You're going to go and read the table of contents, content one day, and you're going to get revelation from the table of contents. You flip around the book of maps, you get revelation from the book of maps. Man, look at that thing. Look like a shoe. That's it, isn't it? Look at verse 30 and 31. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him. Looked like Paul resting now. Now watch the next verse. What was he doing? Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence and no man forbidding him. Looked like it worked. Looked like he pulled from the grace, and the grace got Paul chilling out. You know, normally you see Paul going from pillar to post, moving everywhere, but Paul hired a house. He said, I got a place to call home now. Now, here's the issue. It took us about 2 sessions to get to this issue. I know grace is the power. I know it's provided everything we'll ever need. I know I have abounding provision. Now, I get it. How do I get it so I can get it to come here? How do I get healing to come here? How do I get deliverance to come here? How do I get promotion to come here? How do I get the thing I need to come here? It's already there, but I need it to come here. It's there. Grace has already made it available. It exists already. It's available. It exists. It is available already through Jesus Christ. I need it to come here. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be no Christian going around talking about the things that are available and I can't get none of it. Amen. Talking about stuff that's available and I can't walk in none of it. I don't know how to get it. I don't know how to get it from this spiritual realm. That's where grace has been given for. I can't get it from the spiritual world. How do I get it from that spiritual world, that unseen world? See, your salvation is unseen, your deliverance is unseen, your prosperity is unseen, all of it's unseen. It's there, it's real. I need to now get it from there to here. I need to get it from there to here where I can see it, touch it, and say, here it is. Real simple. It's going to require faith. I don't know what kind of goofy stuff we've been taught over the years, but faith is how I access what grace has made available. So now all of a sudden, I got this huge revelation of faith penetrating into the spirit world where grace has provided everything and can pull it back into this physical world where I can now wear it. Glory to God. Faith. Ain't no other way. There's no other way. You try anything else, you can act religious, you can do all that kind of stuff, but it won't be here. You can talk religious, you can make up little stuff, you can, you know, act like you really deep and you and God that tight and all that stuff, but it still is not there because it's going to require faith to go get it. I apologize. I seem like I'm hollering too much, ain't it? But that's just excitement. All right, look at Hebrews 11 and 1, Romans 10, 17. Y'all better hurry up and get it, man. My time, I ain't got about 8 minutes left. That's crazy. I ain't been up here but 2. Come on. All right, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. All right, I want to go from this point on. Faith is, this is so cool to me, it is substance of things hoped for. So faith is substance, but what is hope? Hope is the goal setter. Faith is the substance, hope is the goal setter. Faith is the substance, hope is the goal setter. Now Romans 10, 17, go there for a moment. He says, so then faith, the substance, cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. All right, so if faith is the substance, but it comes by the word, then let the word equal faith. Now, the Word of God is the substance of things hoped for, and the Word of God is the evidence of things not seen.
Do you know what to do when worldly systems fail? Are you looking for victory over adversity in your life? Creflo Dollar teaches in his series, Understanding Faith and the Gospel, where to look and how to believe to get the answers you need out of life.
You literally go to the Word to choose your victory. Faith looks through the storm. Faith looks through the sickness. Faith looks through the lack. Your faith is a promise that has already been established as your victory, and it's found in the Word of God. Well, how do you release your faith? With words. You release your faith with words. Faith takes possession of what grace has already made. If you do not have faith, you can't take possession of stuff that's already here.
You can have all three of these messages for a love gift of $20 or more, plus shipping and handling today. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours while supplies last.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
Where do you find yourself when you now live by the faith of what Jesus has done? You find yourself in, watch this, rest.
When Jesus came, the striving was to end. He says, enter into my ease.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
World Changers Church International. Easter is near, and we can't wait to experience the presence of God together. Join us for our Easter celebration on Sunday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, mobile app, YouTube, or Facebook. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person. Gather your family and set your reminder. We can't wait to worship with you.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.